Okay, so the officially posted topic is Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, but actually in the event, I spoke last week in Shir about a lot of things, it's a Das and it's a Chayim and a lot of things, but I folded in that topic into there as well. So I'm not going to talk about Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. This is a good chance if anybody came Dafka to hear about Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, so now's your chance to leave. I don't think it really matters that much. So instead, the topic that I want to talk about is Yehi Shmei Rabba, Kaddish and Yehi Shmei Rabba. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Kolomer Yehi Shmei Rabba b'chol kofei koren lo yizkizar dinoi. Since we're in a time when we're interested in raroya gzar dineinu, so it seems like an appropriate topic to talk about. And that's maybe one of the questions with which to begin is, what exactly is this, what is the power of saying Yehi Shmei Rabba, that it has such a tremendous effect that the Kermle is Gzar Dinoi. Somebody says it really properly. There's also Gemara in Brachas and Nafimel, also talks about the greatness of saying Yehi Shmei Rabba. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosi, Pam Achas, Yisi Mahalach Baderech, Menichnas L'chuvah Achas, M'chuvah Yisi Yerushalayim L'Yisfalo, and Bol Yo Zochel Atoy, V'shom Li Ala Pesach, Hatsiyamti Tilosi. Anyway, he had a conversation with Eliyahu Hanavi, Rav Yosi. Amali, so there's a whole back and forth here, but one of the things the Gemara over there says is B'shosh Yisrael, Eliyahu HaNavi told them, B'shosh Yisrael nechnosim l'bati knesiris l'bati medroshos v'ayinim Yehi Shmei HaGodol Mevorach. When we say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu menaneya b'roishoy v'oymer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nods his head kiviyochel and he says Ashrei HaMelech shemekalsin oisoy b'veisoy kach Maloy la'ov shehegla es bonov, ba'olehem labonim shagolu me'al shulchan aviyim. It also says it's a very powerful tefillah when we say Yehi Shmei Rabba, the Rebbeinu Shlom affirms it, and it causes the Rebbeinu Shlom to say that maloy la'av shehegla es bonov, that we know why did I send Chai Yisrael into Golos, and ba'oleh labonim that they're in Golos. So there again we see something very powerful about this tefillah of Yehi Shmei Rabba. So I want to try and understand. And what does that do with Golos also? Somehow this evokes in the Rebbeinu Shlom response that, you know, he regrets putting us into Golos. And Olam Labonim seems to be some connection between saying Yehi Shmei Rabba and the fact that we're in Golos. So that also needs to be understood. How the whole Kaddish really involves the Yisodis Emuna, you say it very quickly, it's Aramaic. So maybe that's also why it's a little bit more remote. Tosis there in Agamar and Brochus Davimel discusses why is Kaddish in Aramaic. And Tosis brings that the Olam says that the reason why Kaddish is in Loshon Aramis is because it's a tefillah no'er, the Shevach Godel, such a great tefillah. Al kein iskan b'loshon targum shlo yavinu hamalochim b'yu miskanem bono. We don't want the malachim. We know the malachim don't understand the aramis, so we don't want the malachim. That's why a person davening yichidus shouldn't daven in aramis. So Taisa says it. B'shem da'olam, he says that we say kaddish dafka in aramis, in Aramaic, because we don't want the malachim to understand it. Because if they understood the greatness of what we're saying, then they would be jealous. So Taisa asks. He says, "V'zeinin here, shari kama tefilas yofei shem b'loshen iri." We have a lot of other beautiful tefilas. And we say them in Lashon Kodesh, and we're not afraid about the Malachim being jealous. So Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Nonetheless, Tosis brings B'Shem the Olam, probably the Olam Tosis brings also Chashuv the people, that it has to do with the fact that it's such a Chashuv tefillah. That's why it was Niskan in Lashon Aramis. The Argodol in his Hadamba points out, we'll see more detail in that as we go along, but he points out that this B'Shem the Olam that Tosis brings, even though Tosis doesn't agree to it, but he says it seems to echo something that we find in Tur. The Tur says that in Tafresh Shetes, in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, says the Tur as follows: "V'noyigim ba'Ashkenaz loy mebaruch shem koyim malchus loyim void bekol ram." The minig is minig Ashkenaz that on Yom Kippur we say baruch shem kriyishma. We say baruch shem koyim malchus loyim void loudly. I always point out in shul that when I first came to my shul, so I saw that Yom Kippur, everybody said Baruch Shem very loud, but Shema Yisrael was quiet. Baruch Shem was loud. I thought that's not the mechuvah. It means Baruch Shem should also be loud, but Shema Yisrael should also be out loud if already. But in any event, v'smach hadolva b'medrash. So the Torah brings the medrash that kishola Moshe l'rakia shama malachi hashorah shei matasim hakadosh baruch hu baruch shem fayim machusi loyim vay. Moshe Rabbeinu heard this tefillah baruch shem by the malachim who were saying it. V'hiridu Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down and he taught it to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's like somebody stole something precious from the Beis HaMelech, and he brought it to his wife. Somebody stole something from the Beis HaMelech, some beautiful jewelry, and he gave it to his wife. And he told her, but only wear it at home. Don't walk out in the street with it, because it comes from the Beis HaMelech. They're going to catch you that you're wearing something that came from the Beis HaMelech. So that's why, the whole year round, we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy, L'kach B'chol HaShon O'im Noisei V'lachash. And therefore, the whole year round, we say it quietly because it's really taken from the malachim. We don't want them to hear it. But Yom Kippur, when Anu ki malachim, when we ourselves are like malachim, so we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed out loud. So there we have also another tefillah, which is not in Aramaic, it's in Lashon Kodesh. So, but we also are afraid of the malachim hearing it, and therefore we say it quietly, except in Yom Kippur when we're equal to the malachim. So maybe that intimates that there's some connection between Yehei Shmei Rabba and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed, two tefillahs that we find in Rishonim. So a notion that we don't want the malachim to hear it because the malachim would be upset. Of course, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nivav has a different explanation entirely of why we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed quietly the whole year round. So the Gemara says, "Vayikra Yaakov el Bonov, Vayomer Yosef Vayigid Lechem." That Yaakov wanted legalis lebon of Kates Hayom, and Yaakov wanted to be megalit to his children the Kates, when the Kates will be. When Istakim Yimeno Shechina, the Shechina departed, he wasn't able to be megalit. Omar, so Yaakov said, Shema Chas V'Sholom Yesh B'mitosi Psul, Ki Avram Sheyotsi Meno Yishmol, and like Yitzchok Sheyotsi Meno Esav, maybe one of my children is not Roy that I should be megalit the Kates to him. Maybe that's why the Rebbeinu is not letting me do it. Omar lebonov, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So his children said to him, Shema Yisrael. The Rambam quotes this Gemara. He says, Shema Yisrael means Shema Avinu Yisrael. Here, Yisrael, our father. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kishem she'ein belibcha ela Echad. Kach ein belibenu ela Echad. Just like in your heart, Hashem is Echad. So we also share that emunah. None of us is a kaifa b'ikar. Boish Yisrael posach Yaakov Avinu v'yomar. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed. So Yaakov responded, and he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed. Ami Rabbanan. So now the Rabbanan said, when we say Kriya Shema Echi Nevet, Nomrinu, should we add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed? Blei Amorim Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said Shema Yisrael, Chumash Devarim, it doesn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed. It says Shema Yisrael, and then it says V'Hafta. So how can we say Baruch? How can we put something in that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say? And the other end, Loi Nomrinu, Amor Yaakov, Yaakovinu did say it. So therefore, Hiskinu Shiyoimin Oisei B'Chashai. So therefore, we say it, but we say it quietly. That's the Gemara. So that Gemara also needs an explanation. Why was Yaakov Avinu's response to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, when his children affirmed Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, why was his response dafka to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed? And Mechal, what was all Shaka B'Tari over there? Now Yaakov Avinu thought maybe one of his children is not Roy that he shouldn't be galut into the Kates. So they said, no, we all believe in Hashem Echad. So just because you believe in Hashem Echad, that's enough that you should be megalot to the Kates. We all believe in Hashem Echad, and nobody's being megalot the Kates to us. So that also needs an explanation. The Svarim they bring Rav Chaim in Nefesh HaChaim brings a Zohar that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Yichud Ilah, and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy L'Olam Ve'ed is Yichud Tato'ah. Shema Yisrael is the higher Yichud, and Baruch Shem is the lower Yichud. So Rav Chaim says a deep explanation. Kabbalah, the Baal HaTanya also has a lot about Yichud, this Zohar, about Yichud Ilon, Yichud Tato, that we're not going to delve into. But I want to suggest, say Chadvarim, maybe a way to understand that distinction between Yichud Ilon and Yichud Tato in a way that's Karev L'Pshat, that we could relate to. One last item in terms of the questions that we're accumulating. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, Kosov echod oimer sheish knafayim leechod. Shaya Novi said that he saw the Meister Makovo, he saw that the Chayas had six wings. The Kosov echod oimer, in the Merkava b'cheskel, it says v'arba ponim lachas mehem v'arba knafayim lachas mehem. Then we had four knafayim. Says the Gemara l'kasha. Kaim is manche beis hamikdash kaim. Kaim is manche ein beis hamikdash kaim. Kiv yochel nisma'atu kanfei achayis. That when the beis hamikdash was chorav, the kanfei achayis went from being six to being four. So, I want to try and maybe get some insight into that Gemara as well. So, those are all of the questions that I want to talk about. So again, just to sum up the questions. First of all, what's so powerful about Yehesh Meir Abba that has the power to be Kirei Gzar Din, that caused the Ribbono Shel Olam to kivyochol regret that we're in Golus? On his account and on our account. Oyla Ov and Oyla Bonim. That was question number one. Question number two, why is it that the Malachim are jealous, at least according to what the Tosfos brings from the Oyla? The Malachim are jealous of Yehesh Meir Abba, and they're jealous of Baruch Shem Koyim Malchus Olam Ved, and therefore those two things, after we say, we're at pains to say in a way that will hide it from the Malachim. Yehesh Meir Abba we say in Aramaic, which the Malachim don't understand, and Baruch Shem we say B'chashai, that the Malachim shouldn't hear it, the Torah brought the Medrash. So what do they have in common? Why is this particularly a concern? Question number three is, why was Yaakov's response when his children said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Kshem Shein Belibcha Elechad Kachem Bilibeinu Elechad, why was the response Baruch Shem Koyed Malchus Seglo Nevoy? Question number four, how could we understand on our level the idea that Shema Yisrael is Yichud Eiloh and Baruch Shem is Yichud Tachtor? Question number five is, how could we understand also on our level this notion that nismatu kanfei hachayis, that with the churban kanfei hachayis went from being six to being four. So let's start with Yehesh Meir Abba Mevarach. This is the translation. What do those words mean? Yehesh Meir Abba Mevarach Leilam Olam Yomayim. So Shmei Rabba means Shmei Hagadol. Shmei Hagadol. Yehesh Shmei Hagadol Mevarach Leilam Yomayim. It's the Olam Yomayim. So what does that mean, Shmei HaGadol? The Rosh Hashanah we told it is Shmei HaGadol. That's what it means, Hashem Gadol. It means he's famous, everybody knows about him, that's what will be Mekalis, that's the kilus for the Rosh Hashanah, he's famous. So maybe we could find Haskalah Zorim in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin that in the Beis HaMikdosh, after every bracha, rather than saying amen, the Beis HaMikdash, the response to a bracha was Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayim. So the Gemara says, how do we know? So the Gemara brings the pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hovu Goydel Lelokeinu. So from the fact that it says in the pasuk Hovu Goydel Lelokeinu, then we learn out that Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when we make a bracha, it's a special place in the Beis HaMikdash, so where they used to Shem and the Feirish. Basically, when they made a bracha, they used the Shem first. So, Kishem Hashem Ekra. So the response is Hovu Goydel. Hovu Goydel Elokeinu. And Hovu Goydel is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayim. So we see an equation, it's the first of several equations that we're going to make, that Goydel, or Godol, is connected to the idea of a Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayim. In other words, the Midah of Goydel, Hobu Goydel Elokeinu, it's synonymous with the idea of Kvod Malchus, of Kvod Malchus. To have a similar thing, we're going to have to, we haven't explained anything yet, but I'm just setting up an equation. You see in that Gemara that we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elokeinu in the Beis HaMikdash for every bracha, because of a pasuk called Hobu Goydel Elokeinu. It's apparently when we have to give Goydel, we have to talk about the Goydel of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's Godel. So the way we say it is, we talk about it is Kvod Malchus, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayim. There's also a rush in Brachas, in the sixth parak. The rush asks, the halacha is, the Gemara says that every bracha has to have Shem Malchus. Every bracha begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. If it doesn't have the words Melech Olam, so it's not a good bracha. Ask the rush, so Shemar Esra, we start off, Baruch Atah, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Beseinu. There's no, we don't say anything about Malchus. The Rosh is a couple of truths, but one of the truths in the Rosh says is that we say Hakel HaGodol, and Godol is Malchus. Kel Hagodol Hagibra Manur, Godol is Malchus. And that's obviously based on this Gemara, that Hovu Godol means that we talk about Kvod Malchus. You have your relationship between Malchus, or Kvod Malchus, and Godol. So Mazer. The idea, I think, is that the central, one of the central truths of Yahadus, that truth which Avraham Avinu was the first one to proclaim, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not just one power out of many powers in the world. Because I'll say that all of the goyim know that there is a God above all the other gods. But the chiddush of Avraham Avinu was that there is no other force but the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's no other power in the world other than the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing in the world that can gainsay the Ribbono Shel Olam's will and the Ribbono Shel Olam's power. And anything that seems to be working against the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam and the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam is ultimately in illusion. That's the idea that's exemplified in the pasuk of Yadat Ein Bashivayis El Ovecha Kashem Olakim Hashemayim Oretz Ve'al Oretz Mitachas Ein Oil. So the Ramchal says, what does it mean, Ein Oid Mulada? There are other things, there's tables, there's chairs, there's other things in the world. So Chassidim have their own take on this pasuk, that Ein Oid Mulada means that everything, nothing else really exists, and everything is an illusion. And Chaim also talks about it in Shar Gimel and Nefesh HaChaim. But in Poshup Shat, the Ramchal says, Ein Oid Mulada means no other power. No other power in the world except for Rotsan Hashem. And that's a very powerful idea. And that's really the idea. Chaim also talks about this in Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Chaim writes that he has a Kabbalah. I think it's in Nefesh HaChaim. Anyway, they say B'Shem Rav Chaim Elojim, that if a person is really focuses on this thought of Einoid Milvadei, that there's no other power in the world but the Ribbono Shel Olam, and nothing else can do anything in the world except if it's there's no other power, nothing can thwart ultimately Ratzon Hashem. So he said, the person focuses on that to the exclusion of every other thought. He says it has a very powerful protective power. They say the Briskerov, when he was running away from Europe, so he was focused the whole time on this thought of Einoid Mulvada. Anyway, that's the idea of Malchus. That's Malchus. That's Pashup Shat in Malchus. Is the Melech. That means he's the one power. Everything happens by his will. Kvod Malchus means that the world recognizes that truth. That means that Kvod Malchus. Kovod means that's recognized. So there's Malchus. Kvod Malchus is that the world, mankind, recognizes the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one power in the world. Shem Hashem, talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam Shem, every Shem of the Ribbono Shel Olam is a way that the world relates to the Ribbono Shel Olam, some relationship that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why there's a Shem for Midas HaDin and there's a Shem for Midas HaRachem, and the Shem has to do with the relationship, how we perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the world recognizes that the Ribbono Shel Olam's existence is the biggest fact in the world, and that it looms larger than every other fact, then that's called Shmoy HaGodol. That his Shem, which is the relationship that we have, is Godol. It's greater than everything else. And if a Shmoy HaGodol is the same idea as Kvod Malchus. Kvod Malchus means, Benjamin is Melech HaOlam. He's the one power in the world. He's the one important fact in the world. Everything that happens at the end of the day has reference to his Ratzon. And Kvod Malchus is that the world recognizes that. Shmoy HaGodol means also that the world recognizes that the biggest fact in the world is the Ribbono Shel Olam's existence. So therefore we say, Hovu Godol Elokeinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Godol Elokeinu. That means that when we hear the Shem Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, we hear the Shem Mefarish. So the response has to be, Hovu, like we say in Yom Kippur, Kishem Yishayim Hashem Agbel Mefarish, Reitzim Pikoin Godol, Heikorim, Bohemim Baruch Shem, Koyim Akhus Olam. Because when we hear the Shem Hashem, the response is Hovu Godol, to recognize or to affirm that that's the one big thing in the world. That's the biggest thing in the world that eclipses everything else. And that is, and what we say then is, therefore, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchusoi, that we recognize, that's Kvod, that we recognize the Malchus of Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Eloi Mulade, that he is the Melech, he is the one power, the only power, the one power in the world. So we've connected, based on this Gemara, we've connected two very important phrases that we talk about all the time, Shmei HaGodol, Shmei Rab, of course, the Targum of Shmei HaGodol, Shmei HaGodol and the concept of Kvod, of Kvod Malchus. The Ramchal, at the beginning of Das Tfunos, adds another very important word to this equation. He made an equation out. Kvod Malchus equals Shmei HaGodol, Shmei Rabbo.
How do you fit that in with the concept of
the
beginning of
Kaddish? We'll come to that. Maybe you can put this equation on the board. We don't really need to. So fine. We have one equation. Shmei HaGodol is Kvod Malchus. Ramchal adds another very redolent expression into this equation. Ramchal talks about that we say every day, twice a day, Shmei Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So what does it mean, Hashem Echad? So on the simplest level, it means Hashem Echad. There's no other gods. Every other god is a false god. Ramchal says that Hashem Echad means more than that. Hashem Echad means that there are no other forces in the world except for Hashem Echad. The one force in the world, the one power in the world, is Hashem Echad. Is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's why he's Echad. Ramban calls that the attribute of Yichud. Yichud, that the Hashem is Echad. In other words, when we say Hashem Echad, what we're basically affirming is the same notion as Kvod Malchus. We're affirming that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one force in the world, the one power in the world. Hashem Echad, he is the only, not just the only God in the world. Only God in the world. Maybe there's other forces in the world that are not gods that are also able to do function independently. So you say, no, Hashem Echad, that's what Ramchal explains. Hashem Echad means there's no other force in the world. There's no force in the world that can function independently of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he's the one power. Everything is ultimately reducible to Hashem Echad. So that's it, which is the same idea as Shmei HaGodol and of Kvod Malchus. So we can add, we're really tying together three powerful words, powerful phrases that recur over and over again in our davening. Hashem Echad, Shmei HaGodol, or Shmei Rabba, and Kvod Malchus. And Ramchal brings a lot of psukim. He's marach on this point. Ramchal brings a lot of psukim that the central mission of Klal Yisrael is to be made on this idea, to attest to this idea of Hashem Echad, of Kvod Malchus, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one power in the world. Story about the Briskerov. There was an American Jew who came to visit Eretz Yisrael, and he went into the Briskerov, and the Briskerov said to him, "What are you?" "Vastutia." So he said, "Well, I'm a lawyer." So he asked him again, "Oh, but Vastutia." So he said, "Well," the Briskerov didn't hear him. He said, "I'm a lawyer. I'm coming from America." So the Briskerov said to him, "That's not the way a Jew answers. When they asked Yoina." And they asked Yoina, "Man belachtecho, my ayin tovoi, who are you? What do you do?" So he said, "Ivri anoichi v'shalachei Hashemayim and Iyori." That's what you do. You're Hashemayim. You're Hashemayim means that you attest with everything that you do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's present in the world, which is your Hashemayim, Baruch Mi'ato Emet. Basically, the same idea to attest that the Jew's task in life is to attest to the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech Ha'olam. And Melech Ha'olam, the deepest meaning of Melech Ha'olam is that he's the only force in the world, that he's Hashem. Echad, the way the Ramchal explains. The real revelation of Kvod Malchusoi, that the whole world will recognize and will see the Chush, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Echad, that he's the one power in the world and that nothing else can really, nothing can thwart his Ratzon, that'll be L'Osad Lovai, with the defeat of Gagu Magoi, which represents all of the Kaychas of Ra in the world, the establishment of Malchus Beis David and so on. That really is going to be La'osud Lava. And therefore, the Nevuah that talks about Mechemes Gagumogug in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Ches, it ends with the words V'hizgadalti, V'hizgadashti, V'neidati le'ene goyim rabin, V'yodu k'ani Hashem. V'hizgadalti means this, that HaKadosh Baruch will be Godol, Godol Shmai HaGodol. That'll happen fully, that'll be realized in this world, but the world will recognize it fully only L'Osad Lavai with the defeat of Resha. Kol Zman, that Resha flourishes in the world, like we say by Amalek, Ena Kisei Sholem, Achim Ochaz Ari Shol Amalek, because the kisa not shalom is malchus not shalom. Why is the malchus not shalom? Because the world doesn't see. We don't see malchus Hashem. We see resha. We see resha. It seems to us that there's things in the world that are going against ratzon Hashem. If there are things in the world that are going against ratzon Hashem, then we don't see kvod malchus. We don't see Hashem echad. We don't see Shmei Hagadol. So the real revelation of Shmei Hagadol, kvod malchus, Hashem echad. This idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one power in the world. We look at the world and we see things that seem to be going against Ratzon Hashem. We see Rishoyim who are Madu, Madu, Derech Rishoyim, Soecha. We see Rishoyim in the world that are able to do things that seem to be against Ratzon Hashem. So we don't see Hashem Echad. When it'll be Losses Lobby, we'll see the defeat of Resha ultimately. So then it'll be Viskadalti, Viskadasti, Naimi, Amin Rabim. Then it'll be Shmaya Godel. That'll be Makuyim in the world. And therefore the Torah says, the Torah writes that that pasuk of Yisgadalti, Yisgadashti is the opening phrase of the Kaddish. When we say Yisgadal, Yisgadash, Shmei, Rabba. Yisgadal, Yisgadash, Shmei, Rabba is these two words, Yisgadalti, Yisgadashti, because Baruch will be Godel, that means his malchus will be established in the world. We'll see, the whole world will recognize there's no other force in the world. But at the same time, it will also be Yisgadashti, the Baruch will remain transcendent. It won't diminish his transcendence. But at the same time, we'll recognize two separate truths. But at the same time, we'll recognize that he is Shmei Hagadol. His malchus is full in the world, and when we say Yisgadol, Yisgadash, and that's why, by the way, there's two melachim. What he said, Yisgadol, Yisgadash, or Yisgadol, Yisgadesh. The reason is because in Aramaic, it's just the proper grammar in Aramaic is Yisgadol, Yisgadash. But the Goyim held that since it's based on the pasuk of Yisgadalti, Yisgadashti, so those two words should be said in Lashon Kodesh. And Lashon Kodesh, it's Yisgadol v'Yisgadash. That's why you have these two women hugging. But Kach Kach, the Yisgadol v'Yisgadash is an echo of that tefillah for La'asad Lovay, that it should be, that La'asad Lovay, the Shmei HaGadol, the Kvod Malchus, should be revealed at that time when it'll be Yisgadalti, Yisgadashti, La'enei Amim, Abim, Rabim. And that, then there'll be a unipolar world in which the whole world will recognize that there's really only one force. But that's Yisgadol v'Yisgadash Shmei Rabbah, it's talking about La'asad Lovay, and the Nusach Svar, we say Beferish, V'yatzma Pukhonei, Bikara Mashiach. We're talking about loss of love, and we hope it'll be Bagolov is Makara. We hope it'll come soon, but it's a tefillah about loss of love. But today, when that time has not yet come and evil flourishes, so then Malchus Shemayim is not fully realized in the world, and Kvod Malchus therefore is not realized, and we're not at that point yet. Nonetheless, even though we live in a world in which we don't see Kvod Malchus, we live in a world in which it's not yet Viskadalti, Viskadashti, Le'enei Amim Rabim, there is a way, even in the world that we live in which we could recognize Kvod Malchus in the world. They say that Queen Victoria once asked the Israeli what proof there is for the existence of God. So he said, Your Majesty, the greatest proof is the continued existence of the Jewish people, despite all of the laws of history. No rational explanation of Klal Yisrael's survival. Abdul, Yaakov Emden in the Siddur writes the same thing. He says, the biggest riot of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world is the fact that Klal Yisrael has survived. Kivsa Achas Ben Shivim Ze'evim, after all of these centuries, that's the biggest. We see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in the world. Normally, you look at the world, it's hard to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand directly, but you look at Jewish history, you might see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand manifest. There's no other way to explain Jewish survival. That's a very profound thing. The Gemara says in Yuma, that's Samach Tes, Amar Bishu Melevi, Lama Nikra Shemon Anshe Knesses Hagdola. Anshe Knesses Hagdola established our Tfilus. Why were they called Anshe Knesses HaGadol? Anshe Knesses HaGadol. Sheikh Zira Torah Le'yoshna. Also, Moshe Omar HaKel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anoyah. Moshe Rabbeinu described the Banish Lom as HaGadol HaGibor V'Anoyah. Also, Yirmi Omar Nochim HaKarkim V'Hechol Ayei Neyo Oysev Loi Omar Noyah. Yirmi Omar Novi was Novi of the Churban. He said HaKel HaGadol V'HaGibor. He left that Noyah. He said, I can't say Noyah. I don't see Noyah. There's people are going about being Machib the Beis HaMikdash. Also, Daniel, Omar is Nochem Ishtabnim, Bebonov, Ayeg, Vuroisiv, Omar Gibor. Just that Anu Hashem, Akel, Agodol, Vanoer. Also, Inu, Vamri, came Anshik Nes, Agdol, and they said, Zui, Gurosoi, Shekovish, Shekovish, Es, Shekovish, Es, Rachamu, Venoisin, Erech, Hapayim, Lirishoyim. Ve Eilehen, Noir, Oysov, Shil Moli, Meiroi, Shil, Kodesh, Baruch, Hech, Uma, Achas, Yechovil, Iskayim, Beno, Umas. We see the neirois to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the fact that we're able to be misgayim despite all of the vicissitudes of Golus. And that's the power of Klal Yisrael, that we're able to say Hagodol Hagibur V'Anora and to see Kvod Malchus in the world, even in the time of Golus, even at a time when there's a lot of, when the world is not Pesukim, even in a time when the world is very imperfect. But we, through our very survival, are able to be made that there is Malchus Hashem in the world, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's driving history. Because the whole world will recognize it only when it'll be Viskadalti La'ini Amin Rabin. That's when the Amin Rabin, that's when the world as a whole will be able to see Kvod Malchus. But we're able to be made about Kvod Malchus even now, even in Golos, because our survival is only because of Kvod Malchus, only because of Meirosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is, his hand is at work, even though it's hidden. But we see his hidden hand in the fact that we're still here. So we're able to be made by our very existence that there is, even today, there is Malchus Hashem in the world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is Echod, even though it seems that there's so many questions and so many things that seem to cast a shadow on that. But that's something only Klal Yisrael could do. The world as a whole can't do that. The world as a whole cannot see Kvod Malchus until it'll be Viskadalti, Viskadashti, La'ini Amin Rabbi. To see in the world right now Kvod Malchus, that's something that Klal Yisrael is vouchsafed to Klal Yisrael. And not only can the world not do it, but the Malachim also can't do it. The Malachim can say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, and Shamayim, Kvod Malchus glory is manifest. They can say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, when the world is misukim. But they can't say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, the time of Hester Panim. The Goyin says that the six wings of the Chayas are Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. Six words. And the Miyot Kantvei Achayas, the Miyot Kantvei Achayas is Kvod Malchus. That in Golos, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara we quoted before, that Shaya Novi's, his man was when the Beis HaMikdash stood, so he saw Shesh Knafayim left. Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. Yecheskel only saw Arba Knafayim. Where the other two Knafayim go? Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Nismaat, to Kantvei Achayas. So the Goyin says the two conflicts that are missing are Kvod Malchus. They can say Baruch Shem Lo'olam Vo'ed, but Kvod Malchus is the Malachim can't do. That's only something that we could be made. We have the power. That's the unique power of Klal Yisrael, that we, in the Golus itself, that was Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we're able to institute into our davening. We say it every day to say Hakel HaGodol VaHagibur VaAnor, even in the midst of Golus. Even Daniel had trouble understanding it. And even Yirmiyahu had trouble seeing it. And actually, Knesset HaGdolah said, no, we can see Kvod Malchus even in Golos, and therefore we could say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed even in a matzav of Estepanim, and even in a matzav of Golos, which the Malachim themselves who originated that tefillah are not able to do. Yeah.
Why can't the Malachim just look at the Jews and then be mad?
Why don't the Malachim look at the Jews? This is something that we are able to do. And they don't do. So they look a lot of other things. They look at other things. They don't look at that. All right, you don't see the guy walking around saying that. The Israeli was like sort of in between, but I think that's the oimuk, what the Torah says, that we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, so the Malachim shouldn't, we say it quietly so the Malachim shouldn't understand, because the Malachim will be jealous. But they originated the tefillah, what they don't want, they're going to be jealous because we're saying it too. They could say it, we could say it. What's to be jealous about? But they don't want to share the tefillah. Not a zero sum kind of thing. The Malachim could say the tefillah and we could say the tefillah. What's the jealousy over here? The answer is because the Malachim don't say it anymore. The Malachim said it when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Harsinai. Then they said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. But now already it was Nisbat to Kantei Achayis. The Malachim can't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed because they don't see Kvod Malchus in the world. We are able to be made despite Lechozois. We're able to be made in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed even in the world as it is now. That's something that's Meyuchat to Klal Yisrael, and the Malachim can't do it. So therefore, we don't say it loudly. We want to say it. We don't want the Malachim to hear, because to be awful, the Malachim will be jealous. Shmuel Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rashi says in Chumash, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad means Hashem Shu Elokeinu Ata V'Lo Elokeinu Umos, who also Liyos Hashem Echad. What's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? We already saw before Hashem Echad. The Ramchal explains means the idea of Kodesh Makusik, which Baruch is the only force in the world. And the world. So Rashi says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad means that La'asel Lavoi is referring to La'asel Lavoi. La'asel Lavoi, the world will recognize that Hashem Echad. At that time, when it will be Vizkadalti, Vizkadashti, La'enei Amim Rabim, then the whole world will recognize that Hashem Echad. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad belongs to La'asel Lavoi. That's what the Goyim says. The Shacharot says that when you say Shem Hashem, you're supposed to think, oh, you're supposed to have kavana for the ksiva and for the ksav and the kri. And the Goyim says that, generally speaking, it's not true. We don't live in a world in which Shem Havayah is... We live in a world in which Shem Havayah is not nikra, it's not able to be said, because we don't live in a world in which Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence is open and manifest. So we just say Shem Adnos. We don't say the Shem Havayah. But Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There, the Goyen agrees. They have to have kavanah. You have to have kavanah for the Shem Havaya, because Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad belongs to La'asel Lavoi. If it's La'asel Lavoi, the Shem Hashem will be nikkur k'mayshu nichtav. A little bit of separate shmuz also, but it connects to this Rashi. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is the gilui of Kodesh Malchus that will be La'asel Lavoi. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the Keitz Hayomim to his children. Why was the Taka in the Stalkei Men Eshchino? And then his children said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elu. He said, maybe there's a Psal Bazaar. So his children said, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elu Kein Hashem Echad. Kishem She'en Belibcha El Echad. Kachem Belibbeinu El Echad. So, if in fact it wasn't a Psal Bazaar, so then why wasn't the Stalkei Men Eshchino? Why was he not able to reveal the Keitz Hayomim to his children? Yaakov thought maybe it's because the Yesh Psul Bazaria, but they said, no, it's not true. There's no Psul Bazaria. So then why was it Taka Nistalkei Men Eshchino? So I once heard from the Adam Gadol that when the Shvatim said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that was the Gilui of Keitz Hayomim. And that was the Kavona, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted that the Gilui of Keitz Hayomim should come not through Yaakov, but should come through his children. Because Yaakov Avinu wanted to gather his children, and the case will be quite malchus. The case is that time when there will be a different kind of world, a world in which there will be quite malchus in the world. But to share that vision with his children, so he wasn't able to do it. So they said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means that Bilibeinu is Echad. It means we live with the emunah of quite malchus right now. It's in our hearts. Maybe the world doesn't see it, but we have that in our hearts as much as you. The emunah, not just there's no other God. That's a chiddush that the Shvatim were not able to deserve. The Ein B'Libeinu El Echad means that we live with that emunah of Hashem Echad, that there's no other force in the world. That we live with the reality that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only force. That's how we. In our hearts, that's the way the world looks. We seek for mouths in the world, the same that you do. And that itself is the Gilui of Keitz Hayomim. That means that they carry the Keitz inside of them. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that was the Kavanah, that the Keitz of Mizgala, they were saying that the Keitz that's in your heart, Yaakov Avinu got the case because he carried the case in his heart. He lived with the reality of Hashem Echad. So he said, maybe my children don't live with that reality. So how can I share that with them? So he said, no, it's in our reality. That same reality is in our hearts as well. Of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Yaakov Avinu's response is Baruch Shem Kod Machusay Lo'olam Ve'ed. What he's saying is, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means, it's when Rashi, it's on the going, that La'asad Lovei Kodesh Baruch Hu will be B'hoi Hashem Echad Shema Echad. That's what Rashi, we saw Rashi translates. Hashem Echad means La'asad Lovei, it will be Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kodim Achus Elohim V'ed. Baruch Shem Kodim Achus Elohim V'ed means that we see Kvod Malchus in the world as it is. We should bring this out more clearly. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad is referring to La'asad Lovei. That time will be Iskadalti, Iskadashti, it will be Hashem Echad. The whole world will recognize Hashem Echad. As Rashi says, that's why the Goyin says you have kavanah even for the Shem Havayah. It's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad belongs to the reality of La'asad Lovei. Baruch Shem Kodim Achus Elohim V'ed. The Malachim can't say Nismatu Kanfei Achayis, because Baruch Shem Kodim Achus Elohim V'ed means Kvod Malchus, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus is recognized in the world as it is, and the world as it is now, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus is not recognized by the world, And not even by the Malachim can't even say Kvod Malchusi in this world, because we live in a world in which there's so much Resha. But Klai Yisrael, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusi L'Avad even in this world, because Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusi L'Avad means that we can recognize Kvod Malchus even in the Hester Ponim, even in the Golus. We can still say Hakel HaGodol HaGibah V'Anor, we can still say Hein Lo Oyser, we can be made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's at hand is at work even in the Matzav of Golos and even in all of the tribulations. So that's there's a parallel here between Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means that ultimately it will be Hashem Echad in the whole world. It will be V'Hoy Hashem Echad Shema Echad. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed means that even in the world as it is now, imperfect that is as the world is now and troubling as the world is now, we can still attest that there's Kvod Malchus in the world. Even in Golos, to our very survival, we can attest that there's Kvod Malchus in the world. So Yaakov's children said to him, "Kshem Shem Belip Kel Echa Kachem Bilibeno El Echa," that the reality of La'osad Lova is in our hearts. We also have that reality. So therefore, our Yaakovina's response is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed. That if you carry the case in your hearts, then you are able to attest Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kvod Malchus even in the world as it is. And there's the link between Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is that in order for there to be La'osad Lova, your world that's going to be Hashem Echad, there have to be a people in the world today who already seek Kvod Malchus, because there has to be a bridge between the world as it is now and the world the way it will be La'osad Lova. If the world Hashem Echad belongs to La'osad Lova, but if there be no people in this world, in the world of Olam Hazeh, if there be no people in the world of Olam Hazeh who could recognize Kvod Malchus, then there would be like a chasm, no connection, no continuity between this world and the world of La'osad Lova, because in this world Kvod Malchus doesn't exist, and La'osad Lova, where is it going to come from? But if there's a people who carry in their hearts the La'osad Lova, the Bilibeinu Echad, in our hearts we carry that vision of La'osad Lova, and therefore we're able to be made on Kvod Malchus even in this world, then there's a connectedness between the matzav of this world and the matzav of La'osad Lova, and there's a way to get. There's a bridge between the world of this world and the world of La'osad Lova. So that's Yaakov Avinu's response. Klayus, the Shvatim were made, that Bilibeinu, we have in our hearts that case of La'osad Lova, of Hashem Echad. So if we have in our hearts that case of Hashem Echad, then Yaakov Avinu's response is, well, that I can say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed, you will have the power to be able, my family will have the power to be made on Kvod Malchus even in this world, and therefore to be the bridge between the Hashem Echad, the Kvod Malchus of this world, which is the Kvod Malchus of Kivsa Achas Ben Shivim is Evim, that kind of Kvod Malchus, the bridge between that and the V'hoi Hashem Echad Shmai Echad and the Yizkadal Yizkadlish of Yizkadalti Yizkadashti V'enei Amin Radim. And hold on one second. So, and maybe with this we could explain Al Pi Pshat. Again, Reb Chaim Volozhin explains it in terms of Seidus HaTorah, and the Baal HaTanya explains it in his Derech and Seidus HaTorah. But maybe we can explain it on a simple level, the idea that Shema Yisrael is Yichud Ilah, and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed is Yichud HaTorah. No, it's they're both testaments of Hashem to Hashem Echad, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, that his Malchus is the only force in the world. But they're different kinds of Eidus. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the Yichud Hashem of La'osad Lova, when it'll be V'skadalti V'skadashti L'enei Amim Rabim, and it'll be Kol Rishu Koshin Tichle, and evil will disappear, and the whole world will see. We'll see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's directing everything that happens in the world, and he's the one power in the world. That's Yichud Ilah. That's the higher Hashem Echad. That's the Hashem Echad that the whole world will see, that the Malachim can see. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed is the Yichud HaTato. It's also Hashem Echad, but it's a different kind of Hashem Echad. It's the hidden Hashem Echad. It's the Hashem Echad of at the Malab that at first glance we say Nochem Mekarkim Beicholay Ayna Yoisov and Ay Yoisov, but nonetheless we see there's a deeper Hashem. There's a deeper Kvod Malchus that we can recognize, that we can still say. Even the Malachim can't say it. They don't have the Knafayim to say it. But we are able to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed even in this world, and to be made that there's Hashem Echad, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is at work in history and in our survival, even in Golus, because we can say that's Yichud HaTato. We can be Miyachad Hashem even in the lower level of this world, and that's also a kind of Echad. That was the back and forth between Yaakov and Bonham. His children were made to Yichud Ilah, so Yaakov was able to respond with Yichud HaTato. the exact same.
Oh, yeah, what, yeah. So, according to that, why? So, when we do the room candidates from the Hashem, why we can say that's a choice?
No, because the Libeinu Echad is that we carry also the Emunah that ultimately Hashem Echad. So first we're further made how it'll be lost in Lover. And then we say also that we can see Kvod Malchus even in this one. So first we made, like Rashi says, Hashem Shulachena Ba'olam Hazeh, it'll be Hashem Echad in Olam Haba. So first we made how it'll be in Olam Haba, that it'll be ultimately Hashem Echad. There's going to be a case. And we refer, but then we say, but also even in this world, in a different way, much more difficult way, much more problematic way, but even in this world, we could also be made about kvod malchusa. Have the same shakla v'tayah, same back and forth between Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the response of Baruch Hashem kvod malchusa l'olam v'ed. Have the same thing in Kaddish, because in Kaddish we begin Yiskadol v'Yiskadosh Shmei Rabbah. Yiskadol v'Kaddish Shmei Rabbah is talking about.